This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated for mature audiences and may contain adult language, adult situations, and frank safety discussions. The names and certain details have been changed to protect the safe and the unsafe, but believe me, every item in here is true. Wow, I didn't know that they still issued stuff on paper. And handwritten, to say the least. Fraudulent COVID-19 vaccination cards. Today on Safety Wars. This past week, I received my second dose of the Moderna vaccination. They gave me a card with handwritten information on it. I thought, wow, this is pretty strange that they're relying on a handwritten card. It's not like handwritten stuff isn't forged all the time. This is not the first time I'm seeing vaccination records that are handwritten. When I was in graduate school, there was an outbreak of some illness, and everybody on campus had to produce their vaccination records. I had been born and raised in New Jersey, attended New Jersey schools exclusively, and relied on my mother's records from the 1970s that were handwritten on cards and forms. The campus health office rejected all the records because they were on paper and handwritten. I ended up pleading my case, lost, and got all my childhood vaccinations over again. The proof that I presented was a typed letter from my doctor saying that I got all these vaccinations a second time. That easily could have been forged, but guess what? Campus accepted it. Fast forward 20 years later. We have COVID-19 that has killed over 600,000 people to date in this country alone. What am I handed? A paper handwritten card. For the heck of it, this morning before church, I Googled the card and some information that was on the card and found a government website where you can download the card for free. You don't have to buy it on the dark web. So with this card, it's supposed to be our proof of vaccination so we can get back to a more normal life at a certain point and reach this herd immunity. You talk about something being prone for abuse? Eventually, you're going to need proof of vaccination to be hired into certain workplaces. This has happened with OSHA outreach cards. The OSHA outreach cards for the 10-hour and 30-hour courses, which, by the way, we teach, had fraudulent cards going around for decades. So what happened was OSHA put in safeguards, rightly so, with QR codes and some other things in them, so you could verify, anyone could verify, whether that card's authentic. Even safety training certificates, like the 40-hour HAZWOPER certificates, which, by the way, we also teach, have serial numbers. We're not required to have them, but the government recommends them right in the regulation. The government issues driver's licenses, passports, and all other forms of identification that are somewhat secure. So we have 5,000 workplace deaths a year, somewhere over 2.5 million injuries. The cards are used as basically a working papers or work permit in a lot of communities. And all this other stuff, they put in all this effort for safety training. Why aren't they putting it in for this COVID-19 vaccination thing? And it's killed over 600,000 people and sickened millions more. Some estimates put that about one-third the U.S. population at this point. I don't know whether those are accurate or not, but that's what's out there on the Centers for Disease Control website. So what do we do here? You could contact your representatives and everything else. We're not talking politics. The question is, what are you going to do if you're a safety professional or in an organization? Many organizations are going to require vaccinations. What proof are you going to get from your employee? Is it a HIPAA violation? Is it a privacy violation? I don't know. But this is a conversation we need to have in the industry. For Safety Wars, this is Jim Polzel.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.